There's a question in this week's parsha that a lot of mefarshim are bothered by. They ask that really the whole ma'isa of Pinchas, the whole action where Pinchas came and he killed Zimri, that was in last week's parsha, the end of Parsha's Balak. Why does the Torah wait for a new parsha? They have a new hemshech of this week's parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, to start with Pinchas's reward. Why doesn't it just continue with part of last week's parsha and finish it up over there? So there's a lot of different answers given to this. The Derech Tzachas, like a little bit of a joke, the Satmar Rebbe, I heard this in Rav Asher Weiss said in the name of the Satmar Rebbe, the following idea. He said that when you have a kanoi, you have someone who's zealous, someone who, you know, a lot of times gets very angry about the things that aren't taken care of and the shul, things like that. Someone who's a kanoi, someone who's a zealot, a lot of times you don't know if he's doing it lishma, if he's doing it for really the sake of Hashem, or he's just doing it for his own anger or his own personal problems with anger. So we said, the Sar Rabbi said a little bit of a joke, that we have to take a week to think about it. We had Parshas Balak last week. We take the whole week to think, did this guy do the right thing? Oh, and now it's Parshas Pinchas. Yes, Kosh Baruch Hu is telling us he really did do the whole thing. I thought it was also very interesting that of all people, the Satmar Rebbe, who was known to be a very big kanai, a very big zealot in general, was the one to say over this idea. But again, obviously for what he had felt was his views, the Satmar Rebbe definitely was as someone who believed that that was the right thing to be doing, lishma, for the sake of a Kosh Baruch Hu. But either way, I think from this Maisa of Pinchas, from what he had done, there's two main things I want to focus on, I think that we could really learn a tremendous lesson from. The first is that Pinchas is anava. Pinchas is tremendous amount of humility in doing what he had done. The Chasam Sofer brings down that what Pinchas done, it was a real tikkun for Nadav and Avihu. Because Nadav and Avihu, the other two sons of Aaron who were killed, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us the reason they were killed was because they said halacha in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. When someone says, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin there says that a person who says halacha in front of the Rebbe is chayav misa, and they bring a raya from Nadav and Avihu. The idea behind someone who says halacha in front of the Rebbe, even if you're big Talmud Chacham, but your Rebbe is there, it's not a kavod. It's a lack of a sense of humility that this is my Rebbe, this is the person who taught me all the Torah that I know. Even if I think I might know more than him or know the halacha, I cannot give a psak on this halacha if I know my Rebbe is there. He should be the one to give this psak, to give this etzah. So what did Pinchas do? How do we know that Pinchas was misakin this idea? Because Pinchas said, Moshe Rabbeinu was crying, everyone was crying, no one knew the halacha. So Pinchas didn't just get up and do something. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't you tell us the halacha that if someone is doing this terrible act in front of in public and is mizana in public, then we have the halacha of even with the goy, kanayim pogim bo, that you're allowed to kill them. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded that someone who read the letter is the one who should carry it out. And then Pinchas, only then did Pinchas go ahead and do the action. He wasn't someone who jumped that, even though he's a big Talmud Chacham, big Gadol Ador, in the Rambam's list of people who got the Masorah. It's Moshe Yoshua and Yoshua to Pinchas, right? Pinchas was the person who gave over the Masorah. It's obviously a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Gadol Ador, yet when his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not want to pass this psak right away. He only told Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up and told him that this is okay, then did he go ahead and actually do this? So we see his tremendous amount of humility in this connection. And just Agav, I saw a beautiful word on humility. My granduncle always likes to say, based on the Gemara and Sota. The Gemara and Sota tells us that someone who brings an ola, you get a schar ola. If someone brings a mincha, you get a schar mincha. However, someone who has humility, it's ma'ala kasav ki'ilu ki'ilu korbanos kulam. It's like you bring all the korbanos. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, shenemar zivchei elokim ruach nishpara. Zivchei in the plural, that you're going to be bringing the korbanos, if ruach nishpera, if someone is a spirit that's not, is broken, that someone who views himself as a lowly person, doesn't think he's entitled to anything, that's a person Hashem views it as if he brings all the korbanos. My grandpa brought a beautiful remez in this week's parsha, in Parsha's Pinchas, he says, the pasuk says, olas tamid, in derech of a drush, that olas tamid, if you want to be a bechina of olas tamid, if someone who is constantly bringing the korbanos in front of Hashem, ha'asuya b'har Sinai, you have to be a bechina of har Sinai. What's har Sinai? Har Sinai is the lowest mountain. Someone who doesn't view himself very, he's not arrogant, he's not someone who thinks he's entitled to anything, it's someone who's humble. If you have this bechin of humble humility, that's like your mark of all the korbanos, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's like you bring all the korbanos. Also, there's a beautiful remez based on Lekayin Tzor, when we daven in Shmona Esrei. What do we say? We say, V'navshi ke'afar l'chol tiyah. To make myself that I'm like nothing in front of other people. What do you have to make yourself like nothing? No, because that's when you're asking Hashem for humility. Saying, Hashem, please give me humility. And then what? Only then do we ask psach libi besorah secha. Only that, the kli to given the Torah is the idea is that we first have to have the humility. So that's the first idea. Is that we should really work on this idea of humility. The Pinchas, even though he was a tremendous gadol, a tremendous zealot, he still had this humility to ask Moshe Rabbeinu. The second thing is going above and beyond the teva, going beyond your nature. We see that over here that Pinchas had the mesiris nefesh. He had the mesiris nefesh to do this maisa, to take it without being scared, and he did this tremendous maisa in front of everyone. So he should have had this, obviously, a tremendous amount of schar. So therefore, everyone was saying, no, it wasn't to do anything with Pinchas. It wasn't anything with his schar. Rather, he was because of Yisro, he came from someone who's angry. So the Torah goes out of its way to say, no, he's dafka related to Aaron HaKohen. He's someone who did it for Lishma, and because of that, go above and beyond the nature. And how to go above and beyond the nature, so beautiful remez, is based on the fact that Sofer Shoftim, it relates the whole story of Pilegesh Begiva, and it says over there that Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was living at that time. And this is written at the end of Sefer Shoftim. The Radak points out that this is the end of Sefer Shoftim. This is going to be 300 years later. So the Radak points out, yes, Pinchas lived over 300 years. And we could say that this is this idea, that if you go above and beyond your nature, if you go above and beyond who you are, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go above and beyond for you as well. That if you go, so you it's midah keneged midah. If you are moser nefesh for a certain mitzvah, Hashem will be moser it back to you, and He'll go above and beyond back to what you deserve it of. This is maybe one of the ideas of why a person who is embarrassed in front of people, if he stays silent, you go above and beyond, then it's brought down that anything that you ask for, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. Why? Because you went above and beyond your nature. In nature, a person is embarrassed in front of people, you're going to respond. Person insults you, you respond. If you stay quiet, that's this idea. You go above and beyond yourself, and then that shows that you too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will go above and beyond for that. And one last idea of Pinchas. Pinchas, the Chazal tells us, based on the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that Pinchas is El Eliyahu. The Pinchas is El Eliyahu, that he's the one who comes to the bris. Why dafka the bris? It could be that this bechina of a bris is 8 days old. A person at 8 days old is above and beyond the teva. That this is the continuation of Klal Yisrael, which really is above teva. Look at us. How do we ever live? How do we ever go back? How do we continue? How do we go through all the tsaras? Whether sometimes it's other nations and other armies and other enemies. Sometimes it's a crazy virus that's going on and going to shul and trying to figure out the mysterious nefesh of figuring out all the mitzvos, even when times are very tough. That bechina is also Pinchas is zoche to come to every bris. He's Eliyahu. He's seeing that mysterious nefesh from door to door, that we are be'ava, dafka bris was something that we did be'ava, every generation is something that's happy, it's always a happy occasion. So with that idea, I think these two things are tremendous lessons for us to learn from Pinchas. The idea that a person has to have humility in life, even if you're very smart, even if you think you've accomplished a lot, to have humility. And the second thing is also that a person should try his best to go for at least one mitzvah, the Rambam writes specifically by one mitzvah, to go above and beyond your nature, go above and beyond. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return that back to you. So give us all bracha, mirtz Hashem, with pizocha to mekayimnis, and we should have a wonderful Shabbos, mirtz Hashem, and do above and beyond, Hashem should do back above and beyond, mirtz Hashem for us back.